get comfortable, preferably lying on your back, and slowly begin to visualize yourself lying in the sand on a secluded tropical beach. Become aware of the sounds of the gentle waves crumbling on the shore. Notice the salty smell of the ocean and think about all the life that it contains. Above you, there are blue skies, and the sun's rays shine down, making you feel warm and safe. Settle into your space as the air becomes one with your body and your body becomes one with the air. As thoughts come into your mind, observe them and then simply allow them to pass. Those thoughts are not you. Right now, in this moment, simply focus on being, allowing all perceived responsibility to drift away. Take note of the love that begins to fill your body. This is what you are. This is who you are. You are love. Focusing on your breath, become aware of your power to create and build a world filled with love. As a spirit in this human experience, continue to notice your breath and just how soft it is, how loving it is. How powerful it is. The air you breathe is infinite. The air you breathe is love. The air you breathe is you. Now, allow yourself to slowly rise off the ground and float upward towards the beautiful blue sky. Continue to breathe deeply and feel the sun's rays as they begin to energize you for this journey ahead. Once you are high above the earth, you turn. Down at the earth below, you are hundreds of feet off the ground, and you can see for miles. You are fearless, weightless, infinite, and almighty. This is who you really are. You begin to fly across the ocean as the warm air passes over your body. It feels heavenly. Soon, you are miles out to sea. The sky is even brighter blue as you glide through the tropical air. It feels like you are living a dream, but you know this is your truth. This is your journey. Eventually, in the distance, you spot what looks like an island. You effortlessly drift through the warm currents of air, following a path that carries you towards this landmass. Suddenly, you get the feeling that this island is exactly where you are supposed to be. But then you your calmness is replaced by a nervous energy, and the winds shift and start to blow against you. Yet deep down you know that you need to get to that island. But the winds pick up and storm clouds roll in. You make the choice to fly a little closer to the water as it begins to rain. Soon, there is thunder and lightning, and the wind tries to push you backwards. You start to feel angry. You will not allow these elements to deter you from getting to your island. You choose to honor your anger and realize its purpose. It is the fuel that will get you to where you need to be. You welcome it and push on. You are somehow able to move through the storm, and soon you are very close to the island. The winds are even worse now, but you see what looks like a cave entrance in the distance. You choose to fly towards it, and soon you enter. Upon entering, you realize you are unable to see with your eyes because it is far too dark. But the rest of your senses feel so in tune that you are able to fly through the cave without traditional vision. You continue on in confidence. After you have been drifting through the cave for a while, you are starting to question your journey. Where are you even going? Suddenly, a familiar friend shows up. His name is Fear. He asks you if you should have just flown through the storm, or maybe stopped for a break and waited it out at the entrance of the cave. Rather than being consumed by fear, you choose to use him as fuel. You stop allowing him to question your decision, and before you know it, you see light coming from the end of the cave. You continue to fly forward, and within moments, you can see there is an enormous waterfall flowing over the cave's exit. Everything seems to be working out, you think, but then, suddenly, as you approach this waterfall, a new feeling creeps in, and you begin to feel sadness. You ask yourself, why are you so intent on moving forward? Why don't you just go back? You were already comfortable where you were. So why did you ever leave? Do you even have what it takes to continue this journey? You then make the choice to accept the sadness that you are feeling, and you sit with it for a moment. Ultimately, you make the choice to use this sadness as fuel, and you continue onward. As you exit the cave and fly through the waterfall, you realize the storm has resided, and you feel cleansed by the waterfall, as if it was made of tears. Working through your sadness has enabled you to make it to this point, and it has proven to be an integral part of your journey. You look back at the waterfall, the cave, and the storm, and you thank each of them for what they have taught you and how they have energized you. Again, you begin to fly and you move on. Once the cleansing mist from the waterfall clears, you realize you are now entering a field of the most colorful, vibrant-looking flowers you have ever seen. You glide through them and embrace this awesome connection with nature. You use all your senses to connect with this natural wonder. Soon, you see a wall in the distance. It does not fit in with this picture. Something seems wrong here. As you approach it, the wall keeps getting taller and taller and taller. You start to question whether you truly are a creator of this life. You realize this wall is insurmountable and there's nothing you can do. You begin to feel shame. You knew all along that you were not strong enough to get past this massive man-made construct. But then it hits you. You can also use this shame as fuel. You ask yourself how anything man-made could ever stop you, the creator. You laugh at the idea of this wall stopping you as you recall your power, and poof, it disappears. Filled with self-love, you carry on, flying over this field of gorgeous flowers. You continue on this lesson-filled journey. Suddenly, you notice a glowing in the distance. You fly up closer and find what seems to be a magical tree. As you approach, you hear the gentle words, "Welcome home," but from a childlike voice. You cannot explain it. Of the universe, but you cannot express this in words, nor do you care to. You simply feel complete. You lower yourself to the ground and sit under the tree, staring at its brilliance, when then, from behind the tree, a young child steps forward. This child appears to be roughly 2 years old. With eyes wide open, the child whispers, "Welcome home." You then realize where that voice had come from. At that moment, you look closely and realize that child is you. Suddenly, all of the emotions that have held space in your being for far too long show up all at once. Even the emotions you were convinced you worked through. Engulfed in your feelings, you become aware that you should give this child a hug. Take a moment to do this. This child deserves your love. As you move from your embrace, you look deep into one another's eyes as you hold hands. Your senses are highly tuned, so even though the child can only say a few words, you are able to receive an amazing message telepathically. They tell you with great reassurance, "You deserve to be loved, but you must love yourself first. Live to your fullest potential because you are all powerful. Realize that we are all one and make decisions based on that belief. And most importantly, have fun, play, and laugh often." You move in to embrace them again, and they suddenly disappear. But then you realize that they spoke the truth when they said, "We are all one." They did not go anywhere. They are always with you. With tears of joy, you begin your journey home. The joy you are feeling will fuel your trip and allow you to fly even faster than on your way here. You soar over the flowers, over the fields, and see where the wall had once stood in illusion. You come back to the waterfall, where now tears of joy replace tears of sadness. You glide through the darkness of the cave without an ounce of fear. As you exit the cave and fly over the sea, you realize the storm is gone and there is no anger to be found. You glance back and see the island. You thank it for its lessons. You continue on over the ocean, and soon you can see your secluded beach. As you slowly approach, you can actually see yourself lying below in the sand. You realize you have taken this journey in all-powerful spirit form. As you hover above your body, you slowly lower yourself into your physical form and realize your oneness with all of creation. You are the universe. You are creation. You are creator. You are love.